Kempire is brought to you by
Boston, you're up next. The Kempire After Dark live show is coming to Boston on May 30th. Have you gotten your tickets yet? Well, Nashville, we're also coming to you in July, July 11th, and then July 12th, we will be in Atlanta. And after that, in August, we will be coming through to Seattle. We're bringing our live show of Hot Topics, Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, Married to Medicine, and so much more to a city near you. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are waiting to confirm some of those dates as well. So stay locked. Make sure you're following us so you can get updates. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well, because we will definitely be updating you here about the Kempire After Dark live tour. Be sure to check out the description for more details on our live tour stops coming up soon.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
And the Dream Team is officially back. Yes, my girls, Grace Report and Layla Lynn and I joined together early this morning for a live recap on their YouTube channels. If you missed it, head on over to Grace Report's YouTube channel. We'll be linking it in the description. But of course, I had to bring the audio to our podcast family, because I know some of you would like to take us on the go. And if you don't have YouTube Premium, you can't do that. But as always, Layla and Grace, we had such a riveting conversation about Real Housewives Potomac, their future, the announcements coming out about Candace not returning, regular Robin possibly not returning, and we had to talk about Karen Huger's DUI. Then we transitioned to talk about a bunch of other stuff, including Portia Williams and Simon Gobadia's divorce is getting ugly. It's getting nasty. So, of course, we had to sort of like, and I love the fact that we are so consummate professionals, because we reach out to each other like, yes, we can do it. These are the times we can do it, and we make it happen. Just because we know you guys have been asking each of us, when are you guys going to do recaps together? Because if you missed it, we recap two seasons of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Good seasons. This season, I'm kind of glad we took a little bit of a break, but we have constantly gotten together to collaborate on Potomac and other hot topics. I will be posting all of their information in the description, so be sure to support them. And sidebar, if you missed it yesterday, we did release a podcast episode with the Brooke Ashley recapping the latest episode, the season finale of The Real Housewives of Potomac, and we also recapped Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Those episodes are now available on the podcast. Now, let's get into the mess when it comes to The Real Housewives of Potomac and what's been playing out over there, the cast changes, a reboot possibly happening, and the latest update on Portia Williams, Portia Peach Juice Williams, formerly Gobadia, and Simon Gobadia's messy, messy divorce with my girls, Grace Report and Layla Lynn.
The amount of Real Housewife news that has been breaking over the past 24 plus hours has been absolutely insane, and especially the news coming out of the Real Housewives of Potomac. So, of course, the Dream Team had to assemble to come back and bring you the scoop and our opinions on what is going on. So I am joined today by Kempire and Layla Lynn.
Hola. Hey guys.
What's up, guys?
Not that much, eh? It's just the news so far. You know, whenever people are asking me, I'm like, in my life, everything's all good. It's just the news that is so overwhelming, because we're hot off of the royal scandal too. Were you guys watching that?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. And I kept thinking about you too, Grace. I was like, oh my God. So this is what it was.
Yes, it was intense. I was just on that, like, white on rice. Like, it was such a huge, huge deal. You know, yes. Now it's been revealed that Kate Middleton, she had been diagnosed with cancer at a certain point, and it seems like she's doing well now. She's doing preventative chemotherapy, which I believe means that it's no longer really present in her body. Mm-hmm. It's just to prevent it from coming back, which I think is great news at the very least. What about you guys? What are you guys up to? Anything new and exciting?
This eclipse is getting everybody, because yesterday was I don't know what was happening. It definitely was a full moon, because Diddy is hiding and his homes are being raided on both coasts. Yeah. Then we have the Portia and the Simon. We've got regular Robin being fired, allegedly. I didn't expect Candace to make that announcement. That really threw me off. I was like, whoa. I expected the Robin. I had heard some stuff over the weekend, but yeah. It was definitely a full moon yesterday, because yeah. Everybody was acting up and I was busy.
Oh, yes, God. Yes. I was thinking Robin and Ashley. That's who I was thinking. And I still have my ear out because I feel like I'm going to hear any day now that it's Ashley that's also being let go.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yes. Especially after this season finale.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I hope, you know, at some point we have to talk about in this live, how Ashley, when you see the video, like on social media, the fight, Ashley is right there. She's standing right beside her friend. But when you watch the TV show, she acts like she wasn't there. She's like, I don't know what happened. I was told this happened, that happened. I want to talk about her lies, you know, before we in the live.
Have you seen her social media where she's been posting, talking, you know, just sort of like, oh, it's not my responsibility, girl.
There is so much to cover when it comes to that, because she did just put out that TikTok, all that work and what did it get me? So much to cover, you guys. But of course, I want to start at the very top, because the first piece of breaking news was Candace leaving the show. Okay. Now, before we get into that, I just want to thank you all so, so much for joining us on such short notice. I know we only put out the alert, like an hour and a half ago. So thank you all so, so much for being here bright and early in the morning to chat with us. I know many of you guys are already subscribed to Kempire and Layla's channels, but if you're not already, they are tagged in the description box and in the title of this video. So make sure to click through and subscribe to their channels for consistent entertainment news. Okay. So let's get into Candace, right? So it was announced that she was going to be stepping back from the Real Housewives of Potomac. We're really led to believe that she decided to walk away from the show. I personally believe it, but I do remember that Teddy Mellencamp from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she released a video when she was leaving that show. And she said, they gave me the option to say that I was walking away, but I want to be honest, I was fired. So do you guys believe that Candace is walking away, or was she potentially fired?
I want to believe it, because I want to believe she's having a baby. Like, I don't know if I'm in Delulu land, but I want to believe that Candace is taking a season off and she's going to have her baby in peace. Nobody's stressing her out. Nobody trying to attack her from behind. Like, I want to believe it. So, yes, I do believe it.
Okay.
Empire.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people are speculating what Layla just said, that maybe she wants to take the season off because she did say that this was a break and see you later. So people are speculating that she wants to have a baby in peace because, you know, the fandom, especially for RHOP, is a lot. I don't know if I believe it's that. I wouldn't be surprised if that is one of the decisions that she makes during this time. I do believe it was a combination, maybe of some personal stuff, but also the business side. I think production, based off the ratings of the season and the fans constantly, I'm sure you guys get this as well, saying, I'm not watching this season. I'm only watching you guys talk about it. So I wouldn't be surprised that it was a business decision. It's very much Bravo, NBC Universal's MO to allow the housewives, especially if they're in a good place with them, to make the announcement, to make it seem as if I decided I'm not going to come back. So that's not unusual. The same thing for Candy. I believe Candy was definitely offered a contract. Do I believe Candy was offered what she wants in that contract? No. But they have allowed her the opportunity to say, I'm going to take a break as well. That's entertainment. Mm-hmm. That's business. I know the fans don't like to hear that, but that's what it is. That's how it works in entertainment. And when you're not offered a contract that you like, or if you're not offered a contract renewal, that is what we call being fired.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think too, you know, and it's so interesting that Layla brought up the baby thing, because that's one thing I mentioned in my video about it. I said, you know, maybe she is implanting those embryos and she doesn't want to be around the stress because in the prior season, I think season 7, she was having issues creating the eggs or something like that for the embryos because of the way all of the stress was going down with the show. Yeah. So that was an option for sure. But a lot of people were saying maybe she wants to divorce Chris in peace.
Oh, how we go from having his baby to divorcing him?
I know. She did say she did not want light-skinned babies. So maybe she said, you know what? Lucy. I'm going to get light-skinned babies with this man. I'm divorcing him. What did you guys think about those comments, by the way?
I recorded a video twice, but I never posted it. But I was like, I am so incensed that she would say that. Because it's like you spend all this time teaching people about colorism and things like that. And then you go and say that you don't want a light skinned baby. Like you just erase all the work that you and Wendy were trying to do educating people. I felt it was such an ignorant statement. And I felt like motherhood teaches you that you can't control a lot of things about your kids. You know what I mean? Like, you can both be brown skin.
Genetics, kid. You can't control genetics.
Right.
Exactly. Oh,
and then people were tweeting because she's a stepmom and some of Chris's kids are with women of color. So she has light-skinned stepkids.
You know, that's Candace. Candace sometimes she will say things without really thinking. And the whole colorism conversation, I feel as if what her talking about it and being prompted to talk about it really was from social media. And this is why I did not want her to be the one to lead this conversation at last year's reunion. I felt like they should have gotten someone that is very educated on the topic, moderates conversations about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't completely shocked that she said it because I never really believed that she 100% understood that conversation. In all fairness, a lot of Black people don't understand that conversation and they are learning as well.
Absolutely. I too, you know, and when she announced that she was stepping a step back, I said, you know what, thank God, maybe she will really understand, you know, maybe she will grow up and understand like how important it is to think before you speak, because that to me was such a hurtful comment. You know, I couldn't be any further from light skin, but I too was like offended by it. Like, why would you say that? Right? Like, you're going through this intense fertility journey and everything like that. You know, you don't even know yet if you can have a baby and you're worried about the skin tone of the baby and you've got a white husband. And like you said, Layla, your husband's got light skin kids. It just, I don't know.
Did you hear what Chris said about it? He said, you know, everyone has their preferences. I said, oh, God.
No. Oh, my God. Did he tweet that? I missed that. Did he tweet that?
He called Angela in when she was hosting on Angela Yee and talked, you know, everyone has their preferences. And okay.
I know. She can be disappointing. Every time I feel like I'm warming up to her, she opens her mouth and I'm like, oh, okay. Never mind. I will admit, though, you guys, that I felt like it sucked to hear that she was leaving first, because I was like, oh, like who I was really hoping for was for a Robin or an Ashley to leave. You know what I mean? But now we know that Robin might have left. Like, Candace is confirmed, but Robin is speculated. But just speaking on Candace here, how do you feel that Candace's absence is going to shift the dynamics of the group?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think here's the thing. Candace is great. She's very witty. She's given us a lot of really funny, witty, shady moments, things that we expect from our housewives. So I feel as if she's going to be big shoes to fill for next season. No matter if you like her or not, she does bring a lot. She brings the shade that Giselle wishes she could bring, and she doesn't. She might be the face, Giselle, but she doesn't bring what we love from some of the housewives that we see in Atlanta. She doesn't do that. So those are some big shoes to fill. So I was a little like, oh, Candace is the first to announce that she's not coming back, because literally I heard over the weekend two people that weren't coming back, allegedly.
Oh.
And she wasn't one of them.
Oh.
So someone else has yet to make their announcement.
Mm-hmm. But this other person, you won't be surprised.
NECA. It's gotta be NECA. Was Robin on the list? You know, now that the news about Robin has been out. Okay, there you go. So it seems like Robin is confirmed. You know, I know the Jasmine brand is a very good source and everything like that. It's just People magazine confirmed with Bravo and everything. And Candace released a statement. So that's why I'm saying that, you know, that is a rumored thing. So now with Candace and Robin both being gone, how do you feel like both of their absence? I feel like, okay, what did the two of them bring this season? It was that storyline about who caused their fallout. So that in general is going to be gone. But is there going to be anything special missing when it comes to, you know, Robin, for example?
I'm sorry.
Regular Robin? This is a trick question.
Wait, I love the fact that Grace was able to seriously ask us that question without busting out laughing.
Oh my God. Do I ever love chatting with you guys? We're always on the same page and I freaking love it.
Yeah, that is so funny to me. But I'll let Layla go. Layla, what are you going to miss about regular Robin?
I kind of wanted, regular Robin. I wanted you to do it again. Regular Robin. Like, what are we going to miss? Okay, let me think for real. This is my Aries sister. Okay, so let me think. What am I going to miss about Robin? Robin is level-headed. That's the most I can say about Robin that I like about Robin. She seems to be very level-headed. So maybe I will miss I don't know. I can't even say that because she's level-headed, but at the same time, she's a follower. And that has always bothered me that she's a follower of Giselle. So I can't think of anything that I would miss. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's main character material.
What about her marriage with Vaughn? That's kind of sweet, right?
No. You need to stop. You really need to stop, Grace.
I can't help myself.
Did we ever find the marriage certificate?
Nope.
No, why did it bother me when they were on that Dominican trip and she was like, Juan wants to see her with another man or with another woman? Why was like that man don't love her? Like, what? That bothered me. So, no, to me, there's nothing sweet about their marriage. Mm-mm.
We're not going to miss it. I'm going to miss saying regular Robin. That's the only thing I'm going to miss.
I had to rewind that a couple of times on your TikTok. I was watching with the announcement. You were saying, that's all I'm going to miss. I said, say it one more time for the outro, for the encore, you guys. Well, but here's my thing. When it comes to Robin, I feel like her leaving is going to leave Giselle super exposed because we know that they've been trying to push Giselle as the star of the show, as the face of the show for so long. And she's been able to kind of, you know, skirt by having like Robin as a henchman and everything like that. And Robin is the only person in that little light-skinned trio that really rides for Giselle. Ashley, I feel like she is loyal to nobody and neither is Mia, right? So now Giselle is really going to have to show up on her own. And we all know that her thing with Karen is a frenemy situation. So are you excited to see how Giselle shows up without Robin?
Oh, so excited. So excited. Because they've been like Batman and Robin. So yes. And you know, I actually feel like Giselle can do it. I feel like Giselle can stand on her own. I don't think she necessarily needs Robin. I think Robin needs her. But I think she can stand on her own. I do.
I think she can stand on her own, but it will be a test to see if she's interesting on her own. Mm.
She's going to have to step up like her personal story. Like she's going to have to open up to be interesting.
Yeah.
She's very shut down.
And is that something that she's capable of? Because this year, her storyline was her daughter going off to college, the fake boyfriend situation, and her father, unfortunately, being ill. So when it came to the daughter going off to college, we saw a lot of that, but it was the daughter who was showing that, who was going off and whatnot. There were times when they would ask Giselle in the confessional to share a little bit more about how she was feeling. She would tear up and say she can't talk about it, or we'll talk about it later. Same thing with her father situation, which I totally understand on that front. And then the fake boyfriend thing, you can only insult our intelligence for so long. So what can she give us? You know, is she capable? I don't know.
Or what if this is her test season? And if she doesn't give it to us, maybe she's gone too. Maybe this is her last chance. Maybe this is her last chance to step it up.
But look at this past season, the fact that she wasn't really in everyone else's story or causing drama in everyone else's story, it was very sort of like boring. It, so much so that she didn't even get the second seat next to Andy Cohen. So I think it's going to be quite telling. I said this about Lisa Rinna on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I said, notice these episodes without Rinna is still an interesting show. We had a whole season without Rinna. Still record-breaking numbers for Beverly Hills. I really believe Potomac isn't just about Giselle Bryant. Especially in the last few years.
Yeah.
I agree. And can I ask you to clarify, Campfire, when you say that her not meddling in people's lives, it was kind of boring. Is it because she's not there to push certain things along or to plant certain seeds? Or is it because, you know, maybe all of these people were icing each other out, like, in general?
I was saying more so she was boring. Not necessarily teasing. She was boring. She didn't really have anything going on. I don't need Giselle meddling in people's lives to make the season interesting. Mm-hmm. But you could tell because she wasn't getting in everyone else's story, we're sort of like, is Giselle here this season? Because she had nothing else going on.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Did we give her a pass because of what was going on with her dad? Did we give her a pass? Or is it still like, I don't know. At
the end of the season.
Okay.
Yeah. Same. And I remember Karen used to show up when her parents, and she had both of her parents, were dying at the same time. Giselle, Robin, and Ashley were attacking her relentlessly. It was really brutal to watch. And she was still showing up, showing out. She was being witty. Like, she's got that, you know, charm and stuff that Giselle unfortunately lacks, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like it's natural to Karen. You know what I mean? That is her natural personality. But Giselle's personality is different. She's a closed off person. You know what I mean? And it's nothing wrong with that. But maybe don't do reality TV if you don't want to open up. Exactly. Because you see Mia at the end of the season, like Mia is built for reality TV. Like she's ready to close it off.
You predicted this the last time we were together. You said that she is the future of our show.
No, let's clarify that.
Oh, wait, wait a minute.
Let's clarify that.
Yes.
I said that Carlos King was saying that Mia is the future of RHOP, and I was trying to process that.
Yeah.
But this finale episode, it helped me see, okay, it's because she's open. Like, she's an open book. That's what
it is. More ways than one.
Ooh. Lord have mercy, Campfire.
Girl.
The shade of it all, and I love it. Guys, thank you so much for joining Campfire Layla and I bright and early in the morning to talk about all of the breaking Real Housewives news. So we're currently covering Real Housewives of Potomac, Candace and Robin leaving the show. We're also going to be covering the finale, which Layla just brought us to here. And then we're going to talk about Simon and Portia's Real Housewives of Atlanta drama. So definitely make sure to stick around as we get into all of that. And don't forget to subscribe to Campfire and Layla's channels. They are tagged in the title of this video and in the description. And if you're enjoying this stream, please do make sure to give it a thumbs up. So when we talk about Mia being the future of the show, like in my head, I think it's true, right? Like she really showed that on the finale. And then now with Robin going away, Giselle really has to be put up to the test. And if she fails next year, do you think that that could make way for Mia supremacy on the Real Housewives of Potomac? Then you can leave. Why?
I mean, I think Mia's bringing a lot at the end of this season, but Mia be lying. So it's hard for fans to really, like, they enjoy the entertainment value of Mia, but they also don't trust Mia. They're like, where is the truth? You had a whole inheritance. I'm like, we don't know your age. You don't even know Gordon's age. She lies about the littlest things. So it's kind of hard. It's almost like a Drew Sidora in Atlanta, but worse.
Mm-hmm. Right. Worse. Yeah. Yeah. I found myself Googling Gordon's age yesterday. I was like, now, wait a minute. Let me try to understand. But Mia lies, Gordon lies, Ink lies, like they all lie. And I feel like if they're going to do the storyline that Ink might be the father of Mia's middle child, they got to get on the same page. Because Ink lied in his interview with Carlos King. I played it back. And he was like, he didn't cheat with me, Mia. Yeah, he didn't cheat with Mia while she was married to Gordon. That's what he said in his interview. Mm-hmm. But then Mia is saying that he might be the father of her middle child. So obviously he did.
They deserve each other. All of them.
Yes. They match up.
When I saw that scene play out, I said, what type of degenerate marriage was this? Like, she already had the side piece from before they got married. Gordon knew about it, but he still wanted to marry her. But and then at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, he wanted to do all of these threesomes, this, that, and the other. So maybe it wasn't that serious to him. But the fact that this lasted, this sham, to me, it's a sham of a marriage. It lasted over 10 years. And they brought children into it, and now they're bringing up the children's paternity as a storyline. I'm kind of feeling a little skeeved out by these people. I don't know about you guys, but wow.
I feel bad for the kids. The kids. She has a 16-year-old that is seeing this. And could be bullied in school because, your mom is this and that. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I hate to imagine. You know what I'm saying? As a mom, I hate to imagine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even myself on YouTube, like, My daughter's name is Layla. Like, I'm Layla Lynn, but my daughter is Layla. And my husband is always like, don't mess up her reputation. Like, I'm using her name. So even with me on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep it classy, keep it cute, because I'm using my daughter's name. So I can't imagine being on reality TV and making my child's paternity a storyline. Like, it's crazy, but it's real. And I will watch it. I'll definitely watch it. Yeah.
Exactly. I had the same reaction. I felt like that was a step too far. But otherwise, everything about the situation was super duper compelling. And I am looking forward to following it the next season. And I feel like Gordon, he might pull, like, who was the Real Housewives husband that was a hanger-on? Remember, he started hanging out with the guys. Was it Kenya's ex, Walter, or somebody would hang out with the guys, have the group chats and stuff like that? Or was it Peter? Somebody would just keep on hanging around.
Peter is still around, hanging around.
Yeah.
So I got that vibe from him because he was texting the group chat. That's what Eddie said. So I said, well, maybe the guys will bring him next season for a sit-down talk for his side. Would you be into that?
Peter will bring him back next season.
Yeah. He's going to participate. That's no problem. He calls
hello to the new man on FaceTime during the reunion. Gordon will be back.
Gordon is with it. He is with it. Yes.
Yeah. And how do you guys feel about it? Do you like it? Because I like it. I love it.
Messy.
Yes. And you know, We're here for the mess. Like, yeah, no shame. Good. We're here for the mess. Yeah.
Exactly. Sidebar, we sort of brushed over this, but we got to talk about Karen Huger and this DUI.
Oh, I almost went out there.
Out there right now.
Mm-hmm. I almost went out there. I was trying to fit it in my schedule. It couldn't work out, but I almost went out there on Sunday to trace her steps. Because I wanted to see, like, exactly how did this happen? Like,
not Layla Lynn investigates.
I love her.
Yes. I need more time. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. I'm upset. Like, I'm so disappointed in Karen. But it's not her first DUI, so I can't say I'm surprised. But I'm just disappointed because, you know, you put other people's lives at risk. Even if they're not in the car with you, like the other people, like the ongoing traffic, your own life, you put it all at risk. For a few drinks, like you could just Uber home. Like it's not that serious.
Yeah. Especially because it's her second one. I wonder what that means legally in regards to this being your second DUI. Does this mean they're going to take her license from her?
Mm-hmm. I hope so. I hope it means something. I hope by your second DUI, it means something. I would hope so.
I hope so too, honestly. And, you know, I'm glad you guys brought this up. I completely forgot with all the news coming out. But yeah, I was really disappointed because I am like a number one Karen Huger stan. I love her so much on the show. To me, she is RHOP. But when I heard that, my heart broke because if there's one thing I cannot stand, it's a drunk driver. It's just so freaking unfair. It's so callous and it's just really, really disgusting what she did. So I definitely am disappointed in her. And when we talk about the charges, they really threw the book at her. They charged her for every little thing they could find, you know, because I guess maybe she was a little belligerent on the scene or something like that. But yeah. I don't feel bad. She made the choice to drink and drive. And
apparently her car reeked of alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's lucky that we're reporting that she just received this DUI and not about something else. It could have been a lot worse. And if I think it's her second one, I want to see ownership. What we did not see in her statement to TMZ was any ownership, making excuses about she had an emotional conversation with a friend at dinner. And then, you know, she was thinking about her parents. No, Karen. Yeah, we need you to take ownership. And if anything, we need you to go get some help. If this is your second DUI.
Right. Because somebody just left a comment about Charisse. Does this validate Charisse? Because Charisse had said that Karen dropped out of rehab. She was in rehab at one point. She dropped out. She needs to go back. Like, it has to be accountability. There has to be some type of rehab. Like, she has to own what she did. She really does. Mm-hmm. Because I don't feel like I can, like, I consider myself, what is she called, a LaDom? Like, I'm a supporter of Karen, but I can't support that.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, time to get in on the action for the biggest moments in basketball with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projections, place your entry, and win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use the code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
Here's the thing with when Charisse brought it up. I felt like Charisse was weaponizing someone's pain or addiction and things like that. I didn't like her using that for, you know, reality TV fodder. However, if there's any truth to that, she definitely does need to go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's some truth to it. And it made me feel like it's some truth when they say Karen be doing what she do with men in the bathroom. It made me feel like, okay, maybe that's true too.
I mean, do we not believe that?
I was on the fence. I was straddling the fence about that.
Twerking on the fence like Empire.
She was the fence that you were straddling.
Yes, I was twerking on the fence. But now I definitely believed it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They've been saying this for a while. So now I'm kind of like, okay, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I'm very disappointed about this because, again, I really do love Karen Huger. But it's, you know, I think the way she handles this next season is going to make all the difference. Is she going to start speaking out against drunk driving? You know how she has the thing that she does every season just about, you know, for the grape survivors and stuff like that. Will she do that? Like, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD, stuff like that. Will she voluntarily go to rehab? Like, will she shed a light on why this is such a terrible thing to do? Like, if she does that, I will totally appreciate it. And like, I can't forgive her for this, to be honest with you, especially because it is a second DUI. Mm-hmm. But I will feel better about what has happened here. That's for sure.
Well, I need her to first get the help for herself before she tries to help anyone else.
True.
Yeah. Because to me, it will be feeling like she's just doing it for television purposes as opposed to really healing whatever is going on with her. Again, second DUI, Karen, I want the next thing I want to hear from Karen is that she's getting help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's grief as far as what's going on with her. I do think it's grief. Like, you know, a lot of people have reasons, like a lot of people who are alcoholics have reasons, like a trigger. And I do think it's grief that triggered it. I do, as far as her parents dying within like 6 months of each other. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's grief, but I do think she needs to get some type of counseling or whatever it is to get to the root of the problem.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see that.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of alcohol, terrible segue, but speaking of alcohol, how do you guys feel about Deborah and the way she threw the glass of cocktail or whatever in Candace's face and then the actual glass itself on Kiarna's head? What was that about? Where did that come from?
Ashley. Look, Ashley.
Yeah.
I feel like if I saw Deborah in person, she would see a different side of me. Because when it comes to things like that, I feel like, okay, because what she said was that she was trying to throw the drink in Candace's hair because Candace turned her back to her.
Yeah.
And it's like, number one, if you're in like an argument, this is the old Lady Lynn before I grew up and became mature. But like, you don't turn your back. Like, if you're arguing with somebody, you don't know them, like, you don't know what they're capable of, like, you don't turn your back. But apparently Candace was trying to ignore her. So she turned her back on her. And that's when Deborah threw the drink at her. And I feel like it's like cowardly to throw a drink, like throw it in their face. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to throw a drink, throw it in their face. Don't throw it when they turn around. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like it was cowardly of Deborah. And then her throwing the glass at Kiana. That's how you say it, Kiana. That's a Kiana. Like it was all cowardly to me. And I don't think Deborah is who she thinks she is. Like she's not that girl. She didn't do what she thought she did.
No. Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't it.
Why did Ashley bring her around? I have to say, yesterday I was talking about this with the Brooke Ashley, and everyone in the comments were bringing up valid points on how Ashley, it seems as if Ashley may have set this up, and Ashley has taken to social media to deny that she was part of setting this up. But the more you look at it, and if you look at the footage, it's like, wait, did she? Because first of all, why would Ashley even invite a woman that had allegations against Chris Bassett and Eddie Acefo? Why would you invite her to this? I get it, she's your friend, but this is a filmed event with people that don't like this woman. Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm. And Ashley was so hood. Like she invited her to start something. Like she's so hood. And that's what I was saying in my video. Like when she was verifying, like, are the cameras down? Like Ashley wanted it. I don't know if she wanted a fight per se, like a physical fight, but she wanted a confrontation between Candace, who doesn't fight, and Deborah, who apparently does. She wanted that confrontation and she set it up. Yes. She's a liar. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. She is a liar. And that's the second time that she tried to set up a confrontation between Deborah and Candace. She did it at the season finale last season as well. So what is her thing? That's one thing I noticed about Ashley. She's always chomping at the bit to go after Candace. Do you remember earlier on in this season where Giselle is talking about Wendy and Candace? They were exchanging glances over Grace's school of choice or whatever. Then they come over and Candace is talking to Giselle. She's saying, I would never do anything about your daughter, blah, blah, blah. And then Ashley gets up. She's like, then why the smart look? Why this? You didn't even see her, girl. Like, why are you always trying to get into a battle involving Candace? And she's been like that since Candace's first season. She's always had this weird obsession with her. And it's just, I don't know.
You know what? I blame Candace. Candace has always tried to be friends with Ashley. And we have said countless times, stop trying to be her friend. She's not your friend.
Yeah.
She's not your friend.
Mm-hmm. Social media has tried to tell her, but I feel like Ashley has something for Candace. I don't know if it's jealousy because Candace doesn't have to marry for money. You know what I'm saying? Like Candace didn't grow up under a bridge. You know, it's a different lifestyle that Candace has. So I don't know if it's jealousy, but mm-hmm. I feel like Candace likes Ashley like as a like she thinks Ashley's fun. You know what I mean? So she keeps trying to make friends with Ashley and she doesn't see that Ashley is nobody's friend. Ashley is like Giselle, where she only loves her kids. Nobody else. Nobody
else. She might be more dangerous than Giselle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cause she's got, you know, yeah. I don't think Giselle is like a person who wants fights, who wants violence and things like that. But I think Ashley has a little bit of that in her.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think so too. She's someone who just gives me the creeps. You know, people where they just have such like a nasty spirit or energy. She gives me the creeps in that regard. She's very, very sinister since the first season when she went online to look up Robin's bankruptcy to like gossip about it. Like, yeah. What was that about? You know, she's always doing these weird things.
Even this season with the whole NECA and Wendy, exactly. She was the root of their issues. Look, I do believe that there was some stuff that happened offline, but she was also the root of what brought it to the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she gets off on it. She's always got that little smirk. Everybody on the internet sees it now. I'm so happy about it. So how do you guys feel about the way they handled her at the end? Remember, Wendy, Karen, there was this kind of like come to Jesus moment. And they told Ashley, why would you bring someone like that around the group? You can't bring people around who spread lies and want to do harm to us. Do you feel like they handled it appropriately and that Ashley took the proper amount of responsibility?
I like how Karen brought it up, and I like that you know we had that conversation. Do I believe Ashley's very good about in the moment apologizing and then doing it over again? So what's the point?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, she apologized. She was like, she's not going to take ownership, you know, because Deborah is her own person, and I understand that part. But I do feel like she prompted Deborah, and like Wendy said before, Deborah attacked Candace. She was talking to Ashley, and she was amped up. She was obviously amped up. And if I'm talking to my friend, and I know my friend is like a physical person, like if things happen, like she'll get upset and get physical. If I see she's amped up, I'm not going to tell her, go ahead and approach this person. I'm going to be like, girl, come on, let's go. Don't worry about her. Like I'm a bring it down. Yeah. But actually, you know what I'm saying? She let it happen. She made sure the cameras were off and she let it happen. And then she lied and acted like she didn't even see it. Mm-mm-mm. So yeah, no respect. No respect. What little respect I have for Ashley, you know, as a mom, because she seems like a good mom. Like, I have no respect for Ashley anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you feel about the way she says, listen, I can't be responsible for it. It is my friends do. But it kind of feels like she's trying to shift the blame onto Candace. She's saying, oh, well, apparently Candace and Wendy said something rude about Deborah next to her. Is that justification, you guys?
No.
Yeah. They're trying. Her and Cal were trying to justify it.
That frustrated me in the season finale because I felt like, I was like, why? How did we turn this on Candace? Like, yes, Candace can be reckless with her mouth, but how did this all become, and I mean all, I felt like everyone was trying to blame Candace both on the show and on social media. I was like, no, no. First of all, why even invite Deborah to this event? In production are so messy because I remember earlier in the season when Deborah was at Ashley's home, they played that like that shocking music when she appeared on camera, and then they did it again at the season finale. I was like, they don't even like her. Why was she even invited? It's like they were telling us, like they were foreshadowing at the top of the season.
Yeah, exactly. I guess so. Yeah. Dun, dun,
dun. I would have loved to see Deborah back if she came back and took responsibility for what it is that she said that was completely wrong about Chris and Happy Eddie. You know, there was no reason for her to do it. And now for her to have like anger towards these men's wives is just so weird, especially when she's got her own husband at home. Like, why do you want to be desired by these men so badly? Or are you so desperate for a spot on the show that you're willing to lie and try to ruin people's marriages for it? Like, the energy was weird. And I feel like she really could have just apologized. Like, her animosity was not at all warranted. And I think this is like what you said earlier, Campfire, which is that Ashley was right there to see all of this go down, but then she pretended she didn't see anything but Candace picking up a champagne bottle. You know, like that wasn't fair at all. I really did feel bad for Candace in that. So what do you guys think makes her such a target for people? Because they all do say things like, for example, Ashley's mouth starts, you know, xenophobic wars, right? Giselle's mouth tries to ruin people's actual lives. So why is it when Candace says you look like Sesame Street, she deserves to be beat up, but the other people don't?
You know, I kind of wonder, like, you guys watch Martha's Vineyard, Summer House, right?
Yep.
So last season, Bria, who kind of reminds me of Candace, like she's one of the smaller girls. And she also got into two physical altercations last season where two people attacked her. And I feel like, is it our culture that feels like if you little and got a lot of mouth, then you got to back it up? And if you can't back it up, then you wrong. Like you're in the wrong because you're running your mouth and you can't back it up. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what we're seeing on the show with what Cal said, you know, Giselle agreeing with Cal. I feel like a lot of people feel like if Candace has this mouth, like calling the girl to help, which for some reason triggered me when she called the girl to help. Yeah. I don't know why it triggered me. I was like, the help? Like, damn. Like, it bothered me. But at the same time, like, if you're going to be on a show, like, you can't fight just because somebody called you to help. But yeah. I feel like they blame Candace because she is a person with a lot of mouth that is not a physical person. You know what I'm saying? She's not a violent person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in speaking about that, the help and stuff, what else did Candace call Deborah? She called her did she say like ghetto or something like that again? How do you guys?
Well, after the fight, she called her a cockroach.
A cockroach. Yeah. See, that's another thing with Candace that I feel like. I feel like she goes to very like extreme anti-Black language with like the help, the this, the that, ghetto, hood rat. Like whenever she gets mad at people, and I do feel like that's something she can work on, but it doesn't warrant people attacking her at the end of the day, I feel like. You know, and I do think you're right, Layla, that it comes down to her size. She's super tiny girl, you know, in height and in weight. And unfortunately, when you're that small, people feel like they can just attack you. But it's crazy because who is actually this violent in real life? Like at this age, you know, like I don't know violent people. So it's very strange to
you
see.
Watch the news.
It's so strange.
But these ladies are like 40s, 50s. Like when do you grow up?
Yeah. Aren't they older? Jesus. Like, move on, you guys. You guys have kids and stuff. Move on. Anyway, you guys, we do have a super chat from Zoe. Thank you so much, Zoe. Zoe says, I don't care if Ashley set it up. My issue is that Deborah felt comfortable attacking a castmate. Ashley gave her the confidence, and that's telling. I completely agree with that. And I thought Ashley was going to be fired. I thought that was going to be the first announcement. You guys saw that weird video she made after the reunion where it sounded apologetic. So that's why I'm so disappointed that it doesn't seem to be the case anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
well, let's not give out.
Right.
We're still waiting. I'm not giving up.
Normally, these announcements don't come out until after their reunion airs. So I do feel as if, I'm not sure if Candace decided to do this on her own. Maybe they knew that this was happening and she decided to come out early with it, which might have been really smart because now everyone's saying that Robin was fired. But I still believe that Ashley might not be returning. I do believe that Michael does not want her to be on the show. I don't think they're going to get a divorce. I think he's willing to pay her to not return to the show because he has the money. So, and I know she's making a decent check over at Bravo, but I'm sure Michael could supplement that check with that and more. So I could see her not returning, especially after the backlash that she's receiving right now.
Yeah. And I believe she would accept it. If Michael paid her, I think she would accept it because it's all about the money for her. So
I had a scary thought yesterday because I went to the Summer House Martha's Vineyard premiere party. And one of the senior vice presidents of Truly Original says, oh, come over. You have to meet Charisse because Charisse was there. Candace was there as well. And I'm like, why is she introducing me to Charisse? Especially because she's sort of like a friend of the show. I'm like, why do I need to meet Charisse? And then I had the scary thought yesterday during my recap. Is she introducing me to Charisse because Charisse is coming back as a full-time cast member next season?
I hope not.
You're appalled. Look at your face. You're appalled.
I just
have to. Because
like, why is she introducing me to Charisse of all the people that are here?
You're offended.
Why are you appalled, Layla? Who wants Charisse back?
She's lovely, but I just had the thought. I was like, wait, I think they're introducing me for a reason. No, we don't want that.
Oh God. How was it, by the way? The party, Charisse and everything like that. Was she nice to you?
Charisse was very nice to me, but I also think Charisse has some bad juju on her because you remember Charisse at the brawl got her foot stomped on. And at this party, I was standing talking to Charisse and this man dropped his drink and it splashed on Charisse's leg and on my suit pants. So I said, no, bad luck. I thought about this later. I was like, oh, you're bad luck. I need to stay away from Charisse. Sorry, Teresa. She was lovely, though. And she looked great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I don't really have anything positive to say about Teresa. I hope she doesn't come back, okay? You know, I hope she doesn't come back. You know, even as a friend of, I just don't like the energy. She's got that, like, slothy Eeyore energy that Robin's got, you know? And we just got rid of Robin. I don't want that back. Guys, thank you again so much for joining us this morning to gossip about the Real Housewives of Potomac. And we're about to get into the Real Housewives of Atlanta, okay? Portia and Simon's divorce is getting messy, and we really do need to dish about it. I'm joined by Layla Lynn and Kempire. I've got links to their YouTube channels in the title of this video and in the description, so definitely make sure to subscribe to their channels if you haven't already for celebrity news, pop culture news, reality television, you name it. So we've got a super chat from Ty's Hot Mess History. Hey, Ty. Ty says, do housewives ever remain friends with the Pete? Hang on. I want the full thing. With the people who bring them on the show / real life friends? Ashley brought Candace. Karen brought Mia. Charisse and Monique. Great question. What do you
don't forget? Portia brought Fallon. Let's not forget that.
You don't really match them well, do they?
I feel like that should answer the question.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, though, I think people, you know, I love breaking the fourth wall, but we've heard this countless times, even especially with the Portia and the Fallon of it all. When they bring them onto the Housewives show, they're never really friends. They decide behind the scenes, who do you want on the cast to bring you on to the show? So they're not 100% friends. Sometimes you'll have someone that's really a friend to bring you on, but it's very rare.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So thanks again, Ty. That was a great question, actually. I really enjoyed it. We've got another super chat from Alicia Ward. Thank you so much for the super chat, Alicia. Alicia says, don't you think that this is Portia's karma? She thought she was better than folks. People dogged Fallon. I will say so. Yeah, she got the exact man that Fallon got. You know, she thought she was special. Yeah. Turns out she's not. There you go. What about you guys?
I agree wholeheartedly. It's the same guy. Like, it's nothing special about you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna keep it PG, but it's nothing special about you or your body. You know what I mean?
I'm catching what you're throwing.
Okay.
This is why, and I think everyone should take this as a lesson for your own life when you're getting with someone. Pay attention to how they treat others. Pay attention to their social media behavior. Pay attention to how they treat people when you're at the restaurant. That is going to be quite telling of who they really are. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to them in the street when you're walking around with them in the street. If they're rude or if they're talking about people, if they're nasty and hateful, pay attention to those things. I am not surprised that Samuel Badia is this way. I'm not. Yeah. It's going to be either, but this is Portia. Sorry.
I broke up with somebody back in the day. I broke up with somebody by the way they treated strangers at a restaurant. It was like these old ladies that were trying to be nice to him, and he was mad at me, but he was taking it out on these old ladies who were just trying to have conversation. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And I broke up with him. I was like, how are you mean to old ladies? Like, yes, pay attention.
Where is this man today? I wonder.
Right. Yeah, good for you, Layla. Honestly, that does say so much about a person. And you know what else? You have to pay attention when he tells you he's got three ex-wives and he's got a moving company on speed dial. Because look what's happening to Portia right now.
The moving yeah. And isn't that funny? When they did that Portia special, I forget what it was called.
Portia's Family of Lies.
Okay. Dennis, when Simon told Dennis that he has a moving company on speed dial, Dennis was the one that was like, wait a minute, like, this is my baby mama. You gonna move her out at any minute? Like, Dennis caught it, but Portia didn't catch it. Mm-hmm. She didn't catch it. She didn't want to catch it.
Nope.
And that's the thing about Portia. That's why she finds herself consistently in these shallow, quick engagements, marriages, baby mama situations and stuff like that. She doesn't actually vet people's moral character, you know, and I think she herself is of, you know, unsound moral character, but she's just so money motivated, you know what I mean, that she is willing to forsake everything to attach herself to someone that she thinks has money. And you would think growing up in Atlanta, she would know that all that glitters isn't gold, you know, and it's just so sad.
You would think, right?
I'm so shook. So for those of you who are not yet aware of this, the story came out yesterday, but basically Simon claimed that Portia abandoned their marital home only to come back with an armed man. So he called the cops on her. I believe he also filed for a restraining order against her. He said that Portia, her mom, and her mom's boyfriend tried to force entry into the home. Portia says that he changed the locks, even though their prenup supposedly says that she's the one who gets to stay in the house and he's supposed to vacate in 30 days. That's something that surprised me, you guys. Were you surprised to hear that about the prenup thing?
Yeah, because I thought it was his house. Yeah. That's what surprised me. Didn't she move into his, like she kept her house. She let her mom move into her house, but didn't she move into his house?
Well, remember you had that other house with Fallon. I was under the impression that they sort of chose this house together. I didn't, you know, we never got into the nitty gritty on who bought it, but okay. I wasn't completely surprised that they had that agreement in their prenuptial. Cause I always felt like this house was sort of like this mutual house that they were moving in together, because wasn't he still at that other house where Fallon used to live with him when he was getting abortion? Yeah.
Because I remember reporting on, like, this is the same closet. It's empty now. But Fallon showed it when her clothes were in it. Yeah, that's why I thought it was the same house. But if it was a different house, a mutual home.
Yeah, it's a different house. It's not that other house that we saw on Atlanta.
Okay.
With Portia checking out the floors while as Fallon was running through the house. Right.
This is nice.
Oh, this is you right here.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You guys, we've got another super chat. Thank you so much. You guys are so generous this morning. Thank you, Boss RN. Boss RN says, you guys literally make my heart smile. How sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So now I do have to ask you, do you think it's true that Portia actually pulled up with a man who, you know, was locked and loaded? Like, and if that's the case, how do you feel like that's going to affect her in this whole divorce thing and, you know, maybe even potentially criminally moving forward?
Layla, didn't you tell, you did a video where you told us that Portia enlisted the same attorneys that her ex Cordell used against her? I think she will be fine.
Portia is a mess. But I mentioned, I feel like Simon, for him saying, oh, she brought an armed gunman, it's like, come on now. Like, are you a Karen? Like, she brought security with her because she knows that you act like a fool. Ooh. So I felt like Simon was trying to amp it up like it was something. But I felt like, who wouldn't bring security? If their ex-husband is crazy and you have to go in the house and get your belongings, who would not bring security?
And isn't Georgia like an open carry state too?
Yes.
Ah, so that changes everything. Because to me, I was like, well, why bring someone like that and have the potential of this person getting shot or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, why not just ask the police? Because the police, they do accept for that, you know, for you to call the non-emergency line, say, listen, this is going on. I need an escort. I feel like that would have been the cleanest way to go through all of this. So do you think that there was something wrong with what Portia was doing, or does she have a right to get back into that marital home?
Per the prenup, she does.
It's her home. Yeah. Per the prenup. That's true. But I also feel, because I also live in an open carry state, and I realized recently that sometimes it throws people off when people open carry. I guess some people get, you know, discombobulated. But for me, living in an open carry state, like, it's not a big deal. Like, if somebody's walking in, they're working as security, and you see the gun on their hip, to me, it's not a big deal. Like, why make it a big deal?
Because it's Simon.
Right.
I'm not surprised by any of his trolling behavior. All of his social media behavior. That's why I don't cover all of his behavior on social media, because I just find him to be such a troll. And yes, there are plenty of trolls on social media that we cover, but he's probably the most annoying, because I can tell from when he got with Portia, he had intentions of wanting to be famous. He tried to do it through Fallon. He locked and loaded, not locked and loaded, locked and loaded with Portia. So he's always wanted this fame. He should be more concerned about whether or not they're going to kick him out the country.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was so fascinating. This man who is allegedly there illegally is out here calling the cops on people. Like, he's got all this power and whatnot. How fascinating.
Like Layla said, a Karen.
Right, he's acting like a Karen. But I feel like, I told you guys, I'm not really mad at Simon and the whole two identities, the Christian identity and the regular identity. Like, I'm not mad at him, because I feel like this country is a scam for Black and brown people. So I'm not mad at him. I don't know that he's here illegally, because one of his identities was approved. He was given permanent residency. Yeah. So I don't know if he's here illegally.
And we also have to keep in mind, especially when it comes to certain particular countries, our immigration, allegedly, I'll say, are racist towards certain countries.
Yeah, mm-hmm. toward African countries. Yeah, African or people of African descent, like Haiti. Yeah, we're racist. Mm-hmm. We're a racist country.
Mm-hmm. Listen, maybe all of this will be sorted out because, like George says, Simon's probably calling up Carlo Kings to get his interview spot, and maybe he'll clear it up there. Might be a raindrop.
Anyway. Call him, probably already in those DMs. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes. Come lie to Carlos.
I would love to see it. Listen, the Apollo Nida dropped. He really has the men on his thing too. I know that they had the Married to Medicine husbands there too. So listen, why not? We've got a final super chat here before I have to let Layla and Campfire head out here. So thank you so much, Leisha Ward, again for another super chat. Leisha says, Simons said that he was cheating with Kevin Owusu-Ansah. Didn't Simonella look likely like a pervert with Fallon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, when you watch them swim? Yeah.
He looked like a creeper then. I was like, I don't like this man. Ever since then, my skin crawls when I see him. He was sitting there smoking his cigar, looking at the women, you know, play in the pool. I was like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm. Not the vibe.
But Portia must have loved it. Like, it was a weird scene for the viewers. Most of the fans were like, why is he sitting there? But if you remember Portia and her body language, like the other women, like when they approached Simon at the pool and everything, their body language, they were kind of like covered up. Even her sister was like covered up. But Portia was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think she enjoyed that moment of Simon watching her. And that was probably like her gotcha moment. When he did that in front of her wife, that was probably like, okay, I can get this man. You know what I'm saying? He just did this in front of his wife.
That's the thing with Portia. She likes anything that she thinks has money. Because remember, didn't they clock her? Even TMZ published it, that she was screwing some 80-year-old man in Nigeria for a Rolls Royce. Wasn't she like...
And they that say was his cousin.
Exactly. So she, I don't know, she is a special breed. Anything for a little bit of change, even though she's got her own money and she could find somebody on her level who is a reasonable man. I don't know. But on that note, I do have to let Kempire and Layla head out. I know, Kempire, you've got a live stream coming up next. And Layla, you've probably got some videos coming out too. Layla, yeah. I just watched your video the other day about the My Wife and Kids controversy. Oh. That was really juicy.
That was crazy. Oh, okay. I will. So it's this video, and it's not just on YouTube, but on TikTok, it's going viral. People are saying that Damon Wayans from My Wife and Kids had an affair with the daughter, Jennifer. I don't know why her name is escaping me. Jennifer, they're saying he had an affair with her that broke up his marriage. So basically, I did like a debunking video, like, this is impossible, like, you know, with the age. Even though sometimes people do prey on younger women, it just doesn't add up. The years don't add up. So I did a video debunking that. Which, I'm giving my opinion. In my opinion, it can't be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a great video.
I hope not.
Thank you.
And what about you, Campfire? What's your show that you've got coming up, your live show right now?
I have my Tuesday Takeover, where we cover, it's a large show of just talking about reality television, but also some of the pop culture stuff. We're going to be talking about Diddy today. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff that's happening in the news. This eclipse is getting everybody. Yesterday was a crazy day. And of course, I have my live tour. I'll be in Boston on May 30th, and then I'll be in Nashville and Atlanta in July, and then Seattle in August. So Campfire After Dark. If you want to hear me talk about Portia's peach juice, yeah, come on down.
Amazing. You guys are so hardworking, and the content you put out is A1. Thank you so much for hopping on my channel, and thank you to all of you guys who tuned in. Please do make sure to like the stream on your way out, and don't forget to subscribe to Campfire and Layla's YouTube channels as well. That's all for now, and we'll see you in our next videos, guys. Bye.
Thanks for tuning into Campfire here on the Campfire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Campfire Radio, head on over to campfireradio.com.